while you are listening to The Drive, I'm Alan Taylor. Also, BJ Colleen and Dick Messer, our show is brought to you in part by Subaru. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. We appreciate that. Our show also brought to you in part by Craftsman, and my brother in Craftsman is Chris Duke from Motors TV, Motors with a Z, Motors TV. His show is now distributed on over 150 million homes. He's made 79 episodes. His show also sponsored by Craftsman, and he is a car guy and a tool guy. And Chris Duke is on the line with us, joining us right now. Chris, how you doing, brother?
Pretty good. How you doing today, Alan?
Well, you know, I'm doing good, but I understand that you have got a new bunch of product that Craftsman is going to be launching real soon. Some garage. What do you got there? Some new garage stuff they're putting out?
Yeah. I don't even know if I'm allowed to talk about it yet.
No, they don't.
October. But
you can tell us.
They haven't given me a solid no, so why not? So the show kind of started out as a Sears show, and that turned into Craftsman, and so I had all this old Gladiator garage work stuff in there, and they decided that
they're tired of looking at that. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want that stuff on the set anymore, so we want all of our Craftsman stuff. So I said, okay, great. I've also heard
they are coming out with some new system that is supposed to be really cool. And, of course, this show's a car show, and car guys and gals all love to have their garage decked out. That's kind of the man cave or the man or woman cave, depending on who you are. I've actually seen people that have their car in the house to where the garage is now opened up, and they, if you got a really awesome car, it's just kind of part of the ambiance of your home, and motorcycles. And I'm sure I've never been to Dick Messer's house where he has most of his collection, but I'm sure there's cars everywhere.
I've had motorcycles in my library, yeah.
Yeah, see? And by the way, talk about Dick, your desk that you used to have at the Peterson. What was the old desk? Was the front of a what?
Front of a Jaguar XJ6, which was the greatest use for the use of a used XJ6 to make a desk out of it.
From the windshield forward.
And I've got that desk. They wanted to get rid of it, and I took it.
I wanted to buy it. Doggone it. Anyway.
So I want to hear about all the new Craftsman tools, because I need to know what I'm buying my husband for Christmas.
Right. That's the thing. We're all part of the Craftsman Club, and BJ buys her husband. And, of course, even me, my birthday present was wrapped in Craftsman wrapping paper from BJ.
That's right. Yep. We're Craftsman
people. Yeah, talk about new tools for a sec from Craftsman. What do you guys got going on? What do they have going on?
Well, first off, let's talk about the garage storage a little bit.
Oh, I thought you couldn't. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no. No, I why not? So it's a new design. Well, I can talk about it, right? I can't show it, but it's an all new look. It's not available in stores until October, and it's beautiful. It's their new Craftsman Professional heavy duty garage organization, and it's the cabinets, it's the shelves, it's the drawers, of course, it's the cabinets that hang up on the wall, it's their base cabinets, and it's their workbenches, and it's a great new design. It's the outside of the doors is kind of a darker gray hammer tone color. They're more square than their predecessors, and they just look beautiful. So I'm trying to get permission from Craftsman here now that I've got it all. I was up late last night just putting everything together, and this weekend me and my buddy are redoing the studio, but it's beautiful. So hopefully I can get permission.
Well,
from
you know what?
You need to take some pictures.
Yeah, when you do, let me know. I'll post that stuff on our Facebook page and stuff as well, so make sure. But you know what? I want you to, real quick, you guys need to hear his story, because, again, we always talk about kind of the American dream. To me, Chris Duke is living the American dream, because he wanted to be a car guy, but he had kind of the work-a-day Joe kind of job working on computers and what have you. Chris, tell your story real quick.
Real quick? Jeez.
Just give us the thumbnail.
I don't know if it's a real quick story. Well, I just had always been interested in cars and working on cars, and just right out of high school started doing that, and finally got some money to get a truck, and just my career actually started with just writing articles online, and that turned into working for a publishing company with newsstand magazines and being an editor of a magazine, and that turned into, I want to start a show. It kind of just happened. because of my frustration with other car shows not really showing the actual step-by-step of everything. And so just one day I decided to do it, and I had no business being on in front of the camera or even distributing a television show. And so it just kind of happened like that, just from my love of automotive and wanting to do it. And so now, like you said, you know, 79 episodes, six seasons later, and, you know, Craftsman sponsorship and a bunch of other great sponsors on board as well. And it really is a dream come true to be in this position that I'm in right now. And it just goes to show, if you work hard enough and you love what you do, good things will come, right?
That's exactly right. By the way, BJ and her husband, Scott Colleen, have a book called The Build Book. And it's exactly what you do on your TV show every week. They document one car in a whole, I mean, coffee table book. It's beautifully done. We have to get him a copy of one of those, BJ.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, I'd love to see that.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a little break. We'll come back and talk to you a little bit more about Motors TV, everybody. Tell real quick where people can find Motors TV. We'll go into commercial break.
It's real easy. MOTORZ.TV, or just go to Google and type in Motors with a Z at the end.
There you go. All right, we'll take a little break. We'll come back and talk with you some more. Chris Duke, my pal, Motors TV, also sponsored by Craftsman. We love working with Craftsman, America's number one most trusted tool brand. There's a reason for that. They make good stuff. If you break it, you take it back, they take good care of you. You got to love that. All right, I'm Alan Taylor. Don't forget, check out our website, thedrivewithalantaylor.com, our Facebook page, The Drive with Alan Taylor, and you'll find all of what you need to know more about our show and who we are. We'll be right back. In the middle of the night, we're laughing and I'm joking. Well, you're listening to The Drive. I'm Alan Taylor. Thanks for listening. Welcome aboard. We are car guys and gals. This is the weekend, unless, of course, you're listening to a podcast. Well, thank you. We have a whole bunch of people from around the world that listen to our podcast on all the different podcasting partners we have, from iHeartRadio to Stitcher to AHA to TuneIn to iTunes, so on and so forth. Our network is the Entertainment Radio Network, ernlive.com. You can listen to live streaming there as well. Also on Radio America. And radioamerica.com, you can hear the live stream there as well. BJ Colleen, Dick Messer, and on the line with us is from Motors TV, we have Chris Duke.
And, howdy.
Chris, how you doing, brother? So, Chris, let's talk real quick about, of course, you know, I mean, your show is all about kind of, it's a how-to show, and you walk them through very carefully and thoroughly how to, you know, do all kinds of crazy stuff, from customizing a Mustang or a Jeep, like I know those are your last two projects, to rebuilding, you know, engines and whatever else you may do. So upgrades, customizing and everything. And it's a very, very well done show, and it's... You know what? It's like the kind of show, believe it or not, I want my kids to watch. Good, clean, no swearing, lots of great information. They can rewatch it on your website, you know, pick an episode out that might have something to do with what they're doing. And I'm glad you're doing it. I'm glad Craftsman is supporting that, because my kids are, you know, matter of fact, my one of them just turned 18 and he's rebuilding engines and things now. And then my 15-year-old is in that same vein. So I'm going to make sure that I show them your TV show, because I kind of monitor what they watch, because there's so much craziness out there, you know?
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
So,
and you're right. There are a lot of families that do watch it. It is family programming, and it's on one of the channels that it's on. One of the networks it's on is called the Family Channel. So.
Yeah. Well, and that's a good thing. And matter of fact, our next guest afterward is diametrically opposed to you, Jesse James from Monster Garage. The exact opposite. But we'll have him on in a couple of minutes. I mean, it takes all kinds, right? It takes a village. So let's talk about real quick something we're doing also, helping craftsmen do something good. Makecation. Tell the world about that.
All right. I'm just going to come out and say it. It's a man camp, is what it is. I mean, obviously, women are going to, but it's a man camp. And, you know, it's a summer camp that takes place in Lake Arrowhead. And, you know, they've got all sorts of different classes going on. They're going to show you how to grill properly, make whiskey, roll cigars, and then also do woodworking, blacksmithing, and this is all with great craftsman tools, you know, all the latest and greatest. And it's basically a vacation for makers, you know. That's their new tagline, right? Made to make. So, So, yeah, there's a bunch of different ways to enter. Basically, what they want you to do is go to their craftsmanclub.com. If you don't have an account there, create one, and you just upload a photo and a description of what the project is that you're working on. You can do that once a day. There's a couple other different ways you can do that. To enter, you can go buy a Craftsman item, and you can enter your receipt code at the Craftsman Club website, or you can upload a photo to Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, and use the hashtag Makecation. And what I was told yesterday is that there's one spot left.
Oh, so, wow.
I don't know how many total. They wouldn't tell me that, but there's one spot left, and this is all hosted by actor and comedian Rob Riggle. Have you had him on your show yet?
No. Tell me about him.
Well, he's funny. And so not only is this vacation where you get to learn about all these things, but you've got a comic on board, and you know, he's been on Comedy Central, Saturday Night Live, and been in a ton of movies, so...
With a name like Riggle, you'd have to be funny, right?
Yeah. So it takes place Labor Day weekend. It's a 4-day vacation for makers, and go to craftsmanclub.com to learn how to enter and do it.
Very good. All right. Well, let's see if we can introduce Chris Duke to his diametrically opposed twin, Jesse James from Monster Garage. Now with Jesse James Firearms Unlimited, which initials for that are JJFU. Woo! I don't know. I've got him on the dump button just in case he starts using language, but we'll find out what has Jesse James been up to. He's now making guns, another internal combustion machine. We'll be right back. It's The Drive.